الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. الحديث السامع عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال رسول الله عليه وسلم: أمرت أن أقتل حتى يشهد لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله ويقيم الصلاة. فعلوا ذلك في دماء وأنفالهم إلا في الإسلام وحسابهم على الله. البخاري.
الشيخ أبو حاتم، بارك الله فيك، نعتذر لكن الصوت متقطع سبحان الله.
طيب خير يا شيخ،
يقول
الآن الصوت
الآن الحمد لله.
طيب أبشر،
بارك الله فيك، حياك الله.
كان في تقطيع
لو فيه
تقطيع بسيط
عندهم.
نعيد الحديث أو
لا؟ لا، ما تعيد الحديث، بارك الله فيك، ما في مشكلة، الحمد لله.
طيب ابدأ. بسم الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال المصنف رحمه الحديث الثامن، أي حديث الأربعين النووية، عن ابن عمر رضي الله أن رسول الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أقاتل لا يشهد لا إلا الله وأن محمد ويقيم الصلاة، فإذا فعلوا ذلك دماءهم وأبطالهم لا في الإسلام حسابهم تعالى. رواه البخاري. هذا الحديث دل على الأحكام. الأول أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبلغ الله تبارك بتبليغه من أحكام الإسلام الذي رضي ربك وتعالى له وامتن عليهم به الحق: اليوم أكملت لكم وأتممت عليكم ورضيت لكم دينا. فالآمر لله عليه وسلم تبارك وتعالى، والمأمور به ما جاء في الكتاب والسنة المطلقة من الأحكام بأنواعها آياتها، من الأوامر نواهي عن الحلال حرام والترغيب وضرب الأمثال والقصص إلى غير ذلك، محتويات القرآن وموضوعات طاعات السنة المطلقة. أمره ربه أن يقاتل يشهد أن لا إله وأن محمد، وهذه المقاتلة أمر بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هي السعي الحقيقي بالحكمة لمجاهدة ليدخلوا في. لذا تجد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كان يباد بالقتل حتى يعرف الدعوة إلى الدخول في الإسلام. فمن دخل في الإسلام كف عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه، ومن أبى أن يدخل في الإسلام وصد عن سبيل الله جثته وغيره فإن دور والقتل قد آن. فإذا شهدوا إلا الله شهادة مستوفية للأرض شروط والحقوق دخلوا في الإسلام، ولا يكف عنهم أدو أن محمد الله، لأن الشهادة متلازمتان لا إحداهما إلا ولا تنفع لها إلا بالأخرى. فمن شهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولم يشهد أن محمد الله ما في الإسلام حتى يشهد الشهادتين. وللشهادة أركان وشروط وفضائل تطلب من الشروح لهذا الحديث. والشهادتان هما الركن أركان الإسلام مجتمعتين، والركن الثاني أرى إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله إقام الصلاة وإقامة كلمة عامة تتناول بالصلاة على الوجه الشرعي الذي بينه الله عليه وسلم قوله وفعله، وقال للأمة كما رأيتم، وتعليمه للمجتمع تعليم للأمة. وبنيت المساجد فيها على سبيل الوجوب على سبيل الإثم، كما قال الله عز وجل بيوت أذن الله ويذكر فيها يسبح له فيها آصال قالوا لا تلي ولا بيع عن ذكر وإقام الصلاة كان يوما تتكلم قلوب والأبصار. وبنيت المساجد في ديار الإسلام لتؤدى الفرائض الخمس جمعة ولا يجوز أن عنها متخلف بعذر شر، غير أن إقامة تحتاج من من ذكور الأمة إلى طلب علم كيف يؤديها، كيف يؤدي الطهور، وكيف يؤدي الصلاة ثانيا، وفي أي مكان إذا كان مقيما المسلمين جمعة وإن كان مسافرا لها بحسب حسب. إذن فلا بد من بذل الجهد تعلم لكيفية الصلاة ما يشترط لها وما هو واجب إلى غير ذلك تتعلق بهذه الصيغة العظيمة فرضت في عالم السماء. وهي الركن الثاني من أركان الإسلام. وهي أعلى ركن من أعمال الصلاة، من أعمال الإسلام الفعلية. والركن الثالث أداء الزكاة، الذي أشار إلى الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث ويؤتوا الزكاة. والمراد بالزكاة حق معلوم في أموال كالذهب والفضة، لا يقوم مقامه العملة، وكالحبوب وكالماء وبهيمة الأنعام في أنواعها، البقر والغنم، ولها أنصبة معلومة في شريعة تطلب من الفقهاء رحم، وهي قرينة، ولا يجوز لأحد يبخل بها، بل يجب أن يبادر إعطائها فيها، لأنها حق له كما هي حق لغيره. فيها طهارة وزكاة للقلب ونماء له وراءة للذهن وتحزح عن التي يعرض نفس من بخل به لها. جاء ذكر ثلاثة أركان الإسلام القرن، وبقي اثنان الصوم والحج، ذكرت في موضع آخر كما سيأتي آخر. قال عليه السلام: فإذا فعلوا ذلك، أي شهدوا الشهادتين وأقاموا الصلوات وأدوا زكاة أموالهم، أي الكفار، صموا من أهل الإسلام ماءهم وأبوهم إلا بحق الإسلام، أي وجب الكف عنهم، أن دماءهم وأعراضهم وأموالهم لا يجوز لأحد أن يعتقهم، وهم قد شهدوا الشهادتين وأقاموا الصلاة إلا ما كان بحق، يعني من أخذ ماله وفك دمه بحق الإسلام فهو مستثنى من هذه العصمة، كقتل القاتل عمدا وكارتكاب شيء من الكبائر قاتل الحدود، فإنه يقام هذه منه، وحسابهم عز وجل، أي حساب على الله، هو الذي يحاسب جميع السفين من مخلوقاته، يحاسبهم على أعماله، على خيرها. فأهل أعمال مقرهم الجنة ورضا الله تبارك وتعالى، وأهل أعمال الشر والعياذ بالله عرضوا أنفسهم عقوبة الله، وأمرهم إلى الله تبارك وتعالى يحكمهم بالحكم الذي أقره فيك وأوحاه إلى نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم كما ورد في الكريم والسنة المطلقة. ويمكن أن نسب من الأستاذ علي بعض المباحث الشهادتين على الأرض أقرأ
النظم
نعم
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال الشيخ زيد
الحسن المزهري حفظه الله قومته الفروق فصل في بيان وأركان لا إله إلا الله لكلمة الإخلاص أنهما النفي والإثبات أظنهما.
أولا أسألك فوق توجد عندك الكتاب الشروق على الفروق
نعم سماحة الولد عندنا كتاب
بارك الله فيكم
موجود
يوجد هذا سرنا
بارك الله فيك سماحة الوالد
لكلمة الإخلاص ركنانهما النفس والإثبات فاحفظنهما.
المفهوم من هذا البيت أن لكلمة لا إله إلا ركنان الركن الأول المأخوذ من قولنا لا إله والركن الثاني المأخوذ من قولك إلا الله المعنى لا معبود بحق الله عبادة ما سواه
شروطها بالنص الثانية العلم واليقين لا صنية
وهذه شروط ذكره العلماء في كتبهم وجمعتها أبيات قليلة وقد جمعها غير في أبيات وهذه ثمانية شروط تضمنها هذا النظم القليل. الأول شروطها بالنص ثمانية العلم واليقين اختص أم هذه ثلاثة العلم معناها واليقين أن يكون موقنا ما دلت عليه من هذا الإثبات وإخلاص النية في النطق بها علما وعملا فعلا. نعم
رافعها الصدق يليه وقياد سادسه
وهذه ثلاثة شروط الصدق والانقياد قبول الصدق أن يكون قائلها بما دلت عليه المعنى والقبول أن والانقياد أن يكون منقادا لما دلت عليه من الإثبات والقبول أن يكون لذلك ظاهرا وباطنا.
السابع الحب وحوث من الآن ألم بما ثبت
والسابع من الشروط الحب لما دلت عليه لا إله إلا الله من المعنى وذلك أن ظاهرا وخفنا. والثامن
البغض لما يكون الإله إلنها يا قطن
وهذا الشرط الأخير البغض كل مسلم ما يعبد من تبارك وتعالى العبادات الباطلة أن عبادة ما سوى الله باطل يجب اجتنابه هذا تحريمه. فهذه الشروط يتأملها وإذا استطاع أن يقف شيء حسن ينفعه الله به وينفعه.
فصل في بيان معنى أن محمد رسول الله مسلمون كلهم شهد القلوب مفتقدوا أن محمد هدى مبشرا ومنذرا ومرشدا وانه عبد ارسله وحي الرب وخصه وبلغ الدين اعتصم مع الدنيا وخصم صلى عليه الله وسلم الارض ودعا.
هذه الابيات شملت مع هذا ان رسول الله عليه وسلم اي ان الله بعثه سالة العظم عالم الإنس وأوحى إليه الكتاب العزيز قرأ وأمره أن يك على وجهه فبلغ ذلك الكمال والتمام شهد الله عز وبذلك في اليوم حينكم قمت عليكم نعم رضيت لكم الإسلام.
فصل في بيان شروط شهادة أن محمد رسول الله.
هذا الفصل مهم.
لها شروط علمت نصوص الشرع حقا الاعتراف باطنا الهادي يقينا.
هذا الشرط الأول شهادة أن محمد لما كان للا إله إلا فلشهادة محمد رسول الله وهي أن ظاهرا وحطاً أن رسول الله عليه وسلم مرسل الكتاب السنة المطهرة.
ثاني نقم ثاني واضح بها صريح فانطقوها.
هذا الشرط لشهادة محمد الرسول النطق بها لا بد من الصريح كما صرح شهادة أن لا إله يصرح بشهادة محمد الرسول الله كم فيها من الفضل وكم يترتب الأجر أنها تكون الفارقة بين أهل الإسلام وبين أهل والفسوق والطغيان.
والثالث الإحكام والنهي بلا ممانعة
من شروط شهادة محمد رسول الله أن في متابعة أفعاله وأفعاله ظاهرة والباطنة لقول الله عز وجل قل إن كنتم تحبون الله تبعوني وأنه رسول الله جميعا كما الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس الله إليكم وما أرسلناك رحمة للناس كثيرا فلا بد من بالشهادة شهادة أن محمد كما وجب شهادة أن لا إله إلا
الله. الرابع التفصيل ما أخبر دون المختار
هذا الشرط الرابع من شهادة أن محمد الله صديقه أمر به ربه تبارك وتعالى سواء في القرآن الكريم سنة المطهرة.
والخامس المحرية دليلها بالقوية.
الخامس من شروط شهادة أن محمد رسول الله المحبة له عليه السلام كما قال الله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فتحبكم الله وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه والده وولده أجمعين. فلا تتم شهادة أن الله إلا بمحبة شرعية الله أنقذ به من شاء من حال الدين من ظلمات الكفر والضلال نور العلم والإيمان تبارك وتعالى.
أقواله فاعتصم سنة الغراء سبيل أقواله ذاك فاعتصم الغراء سبيل.
الشرف السادس تقديم أفعال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على قول وفعل لأنه هو المشرع الذي أذن الله في البيان قوله الحق أنزلنا إليك لتبين للناس إليهم لهم يتفق. هذا أحببنا أن نلقيه ونسمعه في هذه الجلسة الطيرة. نسأل الله تبارك لنا ولكم الذين والمؤمنات في والسداد حفظ بحوله وقوته. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الشيخ أبو حاتم بارك الله فيكم ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعله في ميزان حسناتكم. وقل سماحة الوالد أن الإخوة في مسجد دار السنة يحبوه في الله عز وجل.
يقول الإخوة في مسجد دار السنة في لندن يحبونك في الله عز وجل.
جزاهم الله خير وأحبهم كما أحبون وسلموا عليه.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته سماحة الوالد.
حفظكم الله ونفسك.
بارك الله فيك.
اجعلوا مسابقة في حفظ المنظومة الفروض.
إن شاء الله أبشر يا سماحة الوالد سوف نجعلها إن شاء الله تبارك وتعالى.
يقول إن شاء الله سوف يجعلونه إن شاء الله في حفظ الله ورعايته.
بارك الله فيكما. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So we begin the translation of the درس إن شاء الله. And I apologize in advance if I have missed anything. There was a problem with the connection. Not everything was clear, but alhamdulillah, I got quite a few يعني benefits. So if I've missed anything, I just apologize in advance. So also the brother just reminded me it's from bad manners that you stop the sheikh while he's speaking. So for that reason, we could not stop the sheikh when he started the lesson. To يعني notify him that the line was quite bad, wasn't very bad, but يعني alhamdulillah. So it's very rude to stop him. So we just let him carry on, and we just get يعني inshallah we benefit from that which we يعني wrote down inshallah. So the our brother Abu Hatim Ali bin Zayd al-Madkhali, who is the son of the Sheikh, he began by reading the text of the hadith, which is hadith number 8 in the book of the Imam Nawawi, the 40 hadith. And he said on Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have been ordered to fight the people until they testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, to establish the prayer, pay the zakah. If they do that, then their blood and wealth are safe from me except for the right of Islam, and their reckoning is with Allah the Exalted. Related by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. So the Sheikh, Sheikh Zayd bin Hadi al-Madkhali, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning, and he sent the peace and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his messenger and upon his family and companions. Then he mentioned, he said the author, referring to Imam Nawawi, the author mentions, may Allah have mercy on him, on hadith number 8, meaning from the book of the 40 Nawawi, and the Shaykh recited the hadith again, and we recite inshallah just for the benefit of the people. On Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have been ordered to fight the people until they testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah, and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, to establish the prayer and pay the zakah. If they do that, then their blood and wealth are safe from me except for the right of Islam, and their reckoning is with Allah the Exalted. Related by Bukhari and Muslim. Then the Shaykh, he began by mentioning that this hadith is from the hadith which are agreed upon by the two Imams, Bukhari and Muslim. And also you find many يعني, legislations and benefits from this hadith. First of them, the first and foremost, the Shaykh says, is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent, and he was given the responsibility of transmitting Allah's commands and prohibitions, and also to transmit the legislations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the ones that Allah was pleased with. And the Shaykh mentions the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenukum, today I have perfected your religion, and Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenukum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I bestowed my mercy on you, وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ مَدِينَةً, and I have chosen Islam, or I'm pleased that Islam is as a religion for you. Then the Shaykh, he says, فَالْآمِرُ هُوَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, the one who sends the commands, or the one who commands is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمَأْمُورُ بِهِ مَا جَاءَ فِي الْأَحَادِيثِ وَفِي الْقُرْآنِ, and also that which is commanded, or the commandments are from the Qur'an and from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the commander is Allah, and the commandments are found in the Qur'an and the sunnah. And you find يعني الأحكام بأنواعها, you find many of the legislations in all of its types. For example, the Sheikh says you'd find obligations, commandments, prohibitions, that which is halal, that which is haram, and everything. يعني, in regards to the religion, you find it in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Shaykh, may Allah preserve him, he continues, he says, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Lord commanded him to fight the people. The Messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight the people until they testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. And that Muhammad is his Messenger. The Sheikh says this type of fighting, yeah, and it takes place by way of striving with wisdom to fight, yeah, the disbelievers until they enter into Islam. It's striving with wisdom in fighting the disbelievers until they enter into Islam. And the Sheikh says, and also you would find that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not, yeah, fight the people as a first solution. But first, he would call them to Islam, and whosoever accepts it and submits and enters into Islam, then this person is protected. This person is protected from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from his companions. As for the one who refuses and he shows opposition to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he shows opposition to Islam, then the Sheikh says the time of fighting and killing comes now. The time of killing and fighting comes now when the person refuses and shows opposition. Then the Sheikh says, if the people testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah and in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad is his messenger, and the Sheikh says this testimony has to be, يعني, all the conditions and all the rights have to be fulfilled, then the person would enter into Islam. Alhamdulillah. Then the person in that, يعني, in that situation will enter into Islam. وَلَا يُكَفُّ عَنُمْ حَتَّى يَشْهَدُوا. And the Sheikh says, they are not, يعني, to be left alone and without, يعني, without killing them and anything. They are not to be left except when they testify. When they testify, يعني, the testimony. And also when they testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the message, is the slave and the messenger of Allah. Not only to testify that Muhammad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who's deserving to be worshipped alone, but also to testify in the second part of the testimony that Muhammad is the message of Allah. Na'am, so the first one is not sufficient. Also, you testify that Muhammad is the message of Allah. The Sheikh says, لأنهما متلازمتان, because they are together. Both of the testimonies, they are together. They're parallel. ولا تنفع إحداهما إلا بالأخرى. And none of them is beneficial except with the other. None of them is beneficial except with the other. So whosoever testifies, يعني, he only takes the one part of the testimonies, the two testimonies, then this person has not truly entered into Islam. This person has not truly entered into Islam. And the Sheikh, he continues and he says, for the two testimonies, there are pillars, conditions, virtues that you could seek, or you could, يعني, learn those benefits and the virtues and conditions from the explanations of the scholars, from the explanation of the scholars in their books. نعم. So he also says, the Sheikh, فالشهادتان هما الركن الأول من الإسلام. The testimony, or the two testimonies, is the first pillar of Islam. The first pillar of Islam, مجتمعتين, together, combined together, not separately, but both of them together are the first pillar of Islam. May Allah preserve him, he moved on to the second pillar, and he says the second pillar is establishment of the prayer. Second pillar, which is also mentioned in the hadith that we're discussing, is establishment of the prayer, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated. And the Sheikh says, establishment of the prayer is a general statement which means, or which represents, that you perform the prayer in the way that was legislated. You perform the prayer in the way that was legislated. Then he mentioned the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pray as you have seen me pray. Pray as you have seen me pray. Naam. So the Sheikh, he says also, the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the companions, يعني, teaching of Muhammad sallallahu to the companions how to pray and so on, is also considered teaching for his ummah, for the people that come after from his nation. And the Sheikh, he adds that the masajid was built for this pillar. The masajid was built, the mosques were built for this pillar, and also يعني, it's an obligation to pray in the masajid, in the congregation, for the men of this nation, for the men of this nation. And he mentions in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah mentions, he says, in the houses in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah permitted that his name is mentioned, or his name is remembered until the rest of the ayah. So the Sheikh says, the Sheikh says that the masajid were built, the mosque were built so that you fulfill the obligatory prayers and also prayers like Jum'ah and so on. And it's not permissible for anyone to miss those prayers except with an excuse, except with a valid excuse from the religion. And he mentions here, an establishment of the prayer is obligatory upon the males of this nation. The males of this nation. So it's upon, and it's binding upon everyone to learn how to perform this prayer. It's a binding obligation for everyone to understand or to learn how to perform this prayer. And the Sheikh says it is a must that the person strives into in learning how to perform it, how to establish this prayer and perform it, and also how to learn or to learn the conditions and the obligations of this prayer, and what nullifies it, and so on. Now, so the Sheikh says, so this pillar, which is the establishment of the prayer, is the second pillar of Islam, and it is the highest pillar, or يعني, the first pillar for, of the pillars of Islam in terms of the يعني, the physical actions, in terms of the physical actions, because the first pillar of Islam is the testimony, and it is يعني, with words. نعم, it's spoken with words. So the Sheikh says, in terms of physical action, this establishment of the prayer is the first pillar or the highest pillar of Islam. Then the Shaykh, may Allah preserve him, moves on to the second, to the third pillar, which is also mentioned in the hadith. And the Shaykh says, as indicated by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith that we're discussing, which is zakah, to pay the zakah. And the Shaykh says, and the definition of the zakah is a specific right, يعني, from the wealth, for example, silver, gold, or that which takes its form. يعني, for example, you have seeds, يعني, any type of food that is يعني, is valuable. نعم, and also cattle from sheep, camel, and so on. And a sheikh says it has a specific nisab, a threshold that it has to reach, and then you pay the zakah and so on. نعم, and the nisab, the threshold of this zakah can be يعني, clarified by the scholars, or they can be asked. And a sheikh says, in reference to the zakah, it says, it is the sister or the sister of the prayer. They're all together, the prayer and the zakah. You cannot reject one of them and believe in one or carry out one. Both of them are together. And the Sheikh says also, it is not impermissible not to pay it. So if you reach the threshold, you have to pay it. It's a must. You have to pay the zakah. It's impermissible to delay it. And the Sheikh says the wisdom behind this, or the wisdom behind the zakah, is that it purifies and increases the wealth of the person. It purifies and increases the wealth of the person, and it's also, it's a way of يعني, removing him from the punishment of hellfire. It's a way of removing him from the punishment of the hellfire. The Sheikh said the type of punishment which the person will be admitted to, the kind of person who is يعني, or shows his miserly towards paying it. He's miserly towards paying the zakah. The Sheikh says, so we mentioned, up to here, we mentioned three of the pillars of Islam. There are two left, Psalm and Hajj, fasting and the performance of Hajj. And the Sheikh says, those were mentioned in another place or in another narration. Naam. So in this narration, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if they do that, if they testify and they establish the prayer and they pay the zakat, then he says, if the people do that, the Sheikh says, meaning they testify with the two testimonies and they establish the prayer and they pay the zakat, then they have protected their wealth, naam, their wealth and their blood. They have protected their wealth and their blood. So the Sheikh says it's impermissible to attack them. It's impermissible to attack their honor or to attack or to take their wealth, except with the right of Islam. Yani Sheikh said, the Messenger referring to the disbelievers here. Referring to disbelievers here, when they testify in those, then it's impermissible to attack them in those ways. The Sheikh says, except with the right of Islam. Except with the right of Islam. يعني for example the sheikh says if someone was to oppress another person and steal his money and so on, then يعني he has to be, the person has to be compensated, so that's the right of Islam. Or if he kills a person, so on, and then he has to be killed instead of that person, this is from the right of Islam. Now, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and their reckoning is with Allah. In the end of the hadith, he says, and their reckoning is with Allah. So if they have carried out those actions, the rest is, their reckoning is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh says, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one that holds them into to account, and he is the one that holds to account all of his creation. All of his creation, يعني, based on their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds everyone to account based on the actions they have committed. The Sheikh says, فَأَهْلُ الْخَيْرِ مَقَرُّهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So the people of goodness, the people of goodness, their fate or their location or their abode is the paradise. And the people of evil actions, and we seek refuge from Allah, from those to be from those people, the Sheikh says, they are the ones who expose themselves to the anger of Allah. They are the ones who expose themselves to the anger of Allah, and their affair is with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with them from His justice and His wisdom, and He deals with them with the ruling or with the that which He clarified in the Quran and the Sunnah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with them in the way that He clarified in the Quran and the Sunnah. Yeah. So next was the Sheikh's son. He started reading from a couple of lines of poetry that the Sheikh Sheikh Zayd Hafidhullah wrote himself in one of his books, and it's called Ash-Shuruq ala al-Furuq. Ash-Shuruq ala al-Furuq, and the Sheikh asked if we had that book. Personally, I have it. So that's why we answered yes. And so the Sheikh's son started reciting some of the lines of poetry that the Sheikh authored. And in those lines of poetry, he mentions the conditions of the testimony of La ilaha illallah. And also he explained the two parts of the testimony. He mentions it. Na'am. So that's what he covered. The Sheikh covered the conditions of the testimony, the condition of the, and he wrote it in a poetry format, and the son was reciting it, and the Sheikh was explaining it as he was going along. Na'am. I did not get the lines of poetry. I did not manage to write it.
What's the name of the book?
Ash-Shuruq ala al-Furuq.
What's that in English?
Allah. We need to look it up, inshallah. I don't know if it's been translated. Allah alama. Naam. So I did not get any of the lines of poetry, but inshallah, if you wish, you could refer back to the book. And as for the explanation, I have some, inshallah. I have the main message that the Sheikh was given. So the firstly, the Sheikh was explaining after Abu Hatim was recited a couple of lines, and he said that which is understood from this line is that the testimony or the statement of La ilaha illallah has two pillars. Na'am, the testimony of La ilaha illallah has two pillars. And the meaning of the testimony or the statement is that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. This is the meaning of the statement. Then next, the Sheikh says, and there are conditions. This statement has conditions that the scholars have mentioned. And the Sheikh says, and I have gathered those conditions in those lines of poetry. Some other scholars also, they did the same, and they gathered those conditions and even other the conditions of other actions and so on in their own lines of poetry. But says, this is my own one. And he said they are few in number. Yeah, the lines are few in number, and they contain those conditions. And the Sheikh says there are eight. The conditions of La ilaha illallah are eight. And he mentions first knowledge. I did not get anything for this, to be quite honest. Next one, he says certainty. To have certainty in all of that which is affirmed and negated in this testimony. To have the certainty from the heart in all that is contained in this statement from affirmation and negations. Then the Sheikh says, sincerity. Next one is sincerity. Number three is sincerity. and is to have this sincerity from your heart with all of for all of your actions and statements. To have the sincerity in your heart for all of your actions and statements. Then he mentions truthfulness. Truthfulness, that the person he acts upon that which he utters. The person he acts upon that which he utters from the in this statement. Next one is submission. Next one is submission, and the Sheikh says that the person submits to all that is mentioned in this testimony or in this statement from affirmations and negations. Naam, that the person submits. Naam, so the Sheikh mentions next acceptance. And the following one is love. The following one is love. And the Sheikh says this means that everything that the testimony of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah indicated to, and this is inwardly and outwardly. And lastly, hate, or having hate or dislike. And the Sheikh says this is that every Muslim, he dislikes that which is worship beside Allah. That the person, he rejects and he dislikes everything that has been worshipped beside Allah, and to have the belief that it falsehood. That to have the belief that which is worshipped beside Allah is falsehood. So the Sheikh says these conditions for the person, yani if he was to ponder upon, he will benefit from it. Yani he's advising us to yani look into it even more and read about it and learn about it even more. And the Sheikh says even or if the person could even yani memorize the lines of poetry, then that would be good. If the person can memorize the lines of poetry, then that would be good. Naam. So the next part or the next chapter the Sheikh explains is clarification of the statement of Muhammad Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The Sheikh says those lines included or yani contained the belief that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sent him to all the mankind and also to the jinn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to transmit his message. Naam. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he fulfilled this job with perfection. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam fulfilled his job with perfection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a witness to that. Allah was witness to that when he said, and I will mention already, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have perfected your religion, I have bestowed my mercy upon you, and I have chosen Islam as a religion for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnessed and he testified that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did his job. So next, the Sheikh mentions the conditions of Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Next, the Sheikh mentions the conditions of Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And the Sheikh says this chapter is very important. This chapter is very important. The first condition, Naam, and the Sheikh says before that, he says this chapter also has conditions just like the previous chapter of explaining, yeah, when he was explaining La ilaha illallah. Just like that chapter has, or that the yani, part had conditions, or that part of the testimony had conditions, also likewise this one has conditions. The first one, in regards to having the belief that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, is that you have faith in him. You have faith in him inwardly and outwardly. And that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to have the faith that he was sent with the book, with the Quran and with the Sunnah. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to have the belief that he was sent with the book and the Sunnah. Secondly, to utter the words, to utter that Muhammad, or to speak the words that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Naam, so the Sheikh said to speak the words. Thirdly, mutaba'ah, to follow the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the third condition. The Sheikh says to follow him in his statements, also in his actions. So follow in his statements and his actions, inwardly and again outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهَ. Say, Allah mentions in the Quran, say, if you love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. Until the rest of the ayah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people, I am the Messenger of Allah to you all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have sent you as a mercy to mankind. So the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he uses those verses from the book of Allah. Naam. So the fourth condition is to have faith or to believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken the truth in what he said. to have the faith that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken the truth in everything that he has told us. And the Shaykh says this is found يعني, in all of his statements. All of his statements, you believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his statements are the truth. Naam. Fifthly, the fifth condition is to have love for him. To have love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, the Shaykh says, he mentions the book, the verse for the book of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, if you love Allah, then follow me, Allah would love you. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, Allah would love you, and to the rest of the ayah. And also, he refers to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, none of you should believe until I'm dearer to him, from his wealth, his offspring, and to all the people. Yeah, none of you believes until I am more dearer to him than his wealth, his offspring, and to the yeah, the rest of the people. Walidhi, نعم عفوا. So none of you should believe until I am dearer to him than his father and his offsprings and himself and the rest of the people. نعم. So the Sheikh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saved the people, and he saved the people from the jinn and the ins with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saved them with the descendant of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he took them out from the darknesses of disbelief and shirk into the light of Islam and Iman. Now, the sixth condition is to give precedence to the statements of and actions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the statement and actions of anyone else. Give precedence to the statements and actions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the statements and actions of anyone else. Naam. And because the Sheikh mentions, because he is the one who legislated by the permission of Allah. Naam, because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the legislator by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which he permitted him to يعني, legislate. And he mentions the verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he says, and we have revealed to you the book so you clarify to the people that which was revealed to them. And revealed to you the book so that you clarify to the people that which was revealed to them. Naam. So at the end, the Shaykh concludes here and he says, this is what we يعني, like to share with our brothers and sisters. And he concludes the talk here, and also he referred, يعني, he said, if you could make a competition between the brothers, so that I could memorize the lines of poetry that his son was reading. He was reading out, and the Sheikh was explaining towards the end of the dars. So he says, if you can make a competition between the brothers, who can memorize the lines of poetry? Naam. And also the brother mentions here, and he said to the Sheikh, that the brothers from this masjid, they love him for the sake of Allah, and the Shaykh supplicated for us, and he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you. May the one who loved us for his sake love you. Naam. And he also said, yani, deliver my salam to them. Deliver my salam to the people there. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.